Or sometimes when you want to tag your film, you upload some photos, you tag your film, tag hashtag, right? Hashtag, add somebody, like add somebody in WeChat and see a Weibo.
Exactly.
Okay.
That can be like using an hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more similar to Instagram.
Mm.
Right? You can just hashtag, you can say hashtag life in China.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can find like all the people who are using the same hashtag at the same category.
Yeah, hashtag life in China. 我们就可以说，如果你想就发起一个话题，这个就像是说 you initiate a hot topic concerning a hot issue, right? So you hashtag,so for example, life in China, 就是说你发起了一个我们井号井号对吧叫在中国这样的一个话题，就是 hashtag life in China. This is also a function of Sina Weibo, which is quite hot. 就 hashtag. So their functions kind of really overlap a lot, don't you think so?
Yes, I think most of them, they kind of like, you know, they overlap their functions. So I think, now the most important application now is Instagram. It's faded out. The Twitter, Facebook, and all those other social apps really faded out. And I think most of the people are using Instagram.
Oh, that's the case. Something I really don't know. Ray 告诉我们说现在国外的话呢 you mean in the US or in the whole Western world?
I think the whole Western world now. I think it's just the newer generation are into Instagram.
Okay? I see.
So most of them are Instagram. The older generation are still stuck to Facebook, doing their things. But I think now the newer generation, they don't really follow Facebook a lot. They are, of course, they do have the account, but they are very, very active on Instagram.
I see. Generation gap. 现在就刚才瑞说到说像 Twitter, Facebook, 这样的 SNLs actually are fading out of the sight of people. And newer generation are keener on something like Instagram. They probably have something like an account on Facebook, which is true, but they rarely use their account there. In fact, they are more active on Instagram. 就是这种图片社交网站对于新一代的人新兴人类来说可能是他们更喜欢的一个空间。So, newer generation, do you mean the 2000 generation who were born after 2000?
Yes, I think, mostly the young, the college going students, they usually use that.
对，这基本上我们说 newer generation, we are referring to the students studying in college or universities. Okay. Yeah.That's pretty good. Thank you for the insight that you shared with us about, you know, what applications are really hot and popular in Western world. Yeah, so we mentioned the difference. 我们刚才还是说到就是 Facebook 和Twitter, Instagram, 新浪微博不一样一点的就是说呢 it cares more, it helps you to keep more of your privacy.
At last, I also want to like, you know, mention like my favorite applications are, you know, WhatsApp, YouTube, and Instagram. And then finally, I also like to, you know, download meditation apps, wellness app, and spiritual apps. They kind of like, you know, help me relax after a long day.
Oh, so how does it work? A meditation app, I mean, 就那种冥想类的这种应用是怎么使用的呢? How does it work?
Yes, for example, like,I have an app called, like, you know, the health app, you know, so it actually tracks all my movements. Let's say how many steps did I take, my health, and like, you know, how long did I sleep, you know, it will give me like a sleep cycle. And then, for example, if I set a time at like 12:15, so it will start putting like some light music. So we will have those kind of music at the background, which helps relax to release your pressure.
When you prepare to fall asleep, right?
Yes.
是的，对于瑞来说的话，如果有一些 set some light music as the background, it can accelerate his sleep. But for me, it's totally the opposite. I need room to be completely silent.
Yes, I mean, you know, what happens, like, you know, you really have a long day. You will really have a party. Mm-hmm. You went outside. You had, like, a really big day. So you kind of, like, you know, you're tired, but mm-hmm. your mind is active.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like, so you'll be just laying on the bed and just staring at the walls. Mm-hmm. So you kind of need something. Yeah. So you kind of need something to, like, you know, calm you down.
Mm-hmm.
So just the light music, like, for example, like, you know, the waves mm-hmm. or the birds singing
yeah.
or, I mean, these kind of, like, you know, applications.
Sounds from nature.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. these kind of things can, you know, help you calm down. And then, like, within 5 or 10 minutes, your nerves are calmed down mm-hmm. and you fall asleep.
啊，很好的词 ，nerves are calm down。就我们说，你的神经放松下来 ，your nerves, nerves, calm, calmed。我说的是被动态 ，calm down. Your nerves are calm down. 对 ，your mind is active after a hard day, maybe a very busy and hectic day. Hectic, hectic means busy, noisy, and fast, right? Fast paced. 对 ，after a hectic day, your mind is active. 你的脑子可能会是非常的兴奋的。Although you are lying down in your bed, 虽然你是躺在那儿，但是呢 you can't fall asleep. So, you need some light music, like the birds singing, 就是鸟叫的声音啊，或者是 any kind of, you know, sweet and nice, wonderful sounds from the nature. 就那些大自然的声音呢被收进来，这种 background music can help your nerves to be calmed down, 就让你的神经放松下来 and then you can fall asleep.对 and have a sound one, right? 可以会睡得比较好。刚才瑞还提到这个 track my movements. You know, these kind of apps can track his movements. Track 是 T-R-A-C-K 这个词就是记录或者是跟踪的意思。对 they can record your sleep cycle, right? A cycle or circle, either is okay.
Cycle,
C-Y-C-L-E, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, okay.Okay, so we've gone through so many information and useful advice about using or downloading what kind of apps. 我们已经说了这么多关于就是 application 的这样的一些应用方面的好的建议啊，或者是我们的想法啊。So, this is the quiz Julie session. Okay, Alex, can you quiz me a bit about words you mentioned?That can be useful to our listeners.
Yeah, sure. I mean, like the favorite apps. Can you tell me a few of your favorite apps?
My favorite apps. The first one is IELTS Pro. As an IELTS teacher, I have to go to IELTS Pro from time to time to check, you know, the topics because this application is quite dynamic. 我觉得这个app 还是很动态的。你可以看到 the latest topics that people are taking the test and being asked about. 对，在那个考试当中被问到的题。所以 this one is the one that I use quite regularly. Another one is iProtector. Because I have to stare at a screen computer or mobile phone screen for a long time every day, I want to screen the, you know, the blue light, which is the most detrimental to people's naked eyes, you know, when I'm staring at a computer. 对，所以我需要那个去掉蓝光的那样的一种 application. It does nothing but screening, you know, the blue light from your eyes when you look at a computer.Yeah, I think my eyes hurt less after using this app. These are my favorite too.
All right. No, that's really great. I think, okay, do you remember how many general categories of applications are?
Let me look at my notebook. let me just recall. Social apps, right? Educational apps, financial apps, and maybe business apps.
News apps.
Yes, news apps and production apps and tools apps, right?
Yeah, okay. You got two more to go.
Entertainment.
Yes, yeah. The last one
is personal?
Games.
Oh, yeah, games. Next time we'll talk about games. 下次我们专门谈一下关于游戏的这种application. I think many people like it. Yeah.Good, yeah, I'm a good student, right? 看来又是一个不错的学生。
Yeah, you almost got all of them.
Yeah, thank you very much. So, let's leave a question for listeners to reflect on and to recall and to maybe practice a bit about the words that we have mentioned today. 给大家留一个问题啊。
I mean, I would say like, you know, maybe you should describe your favorite app. Why is it useful? And how often do you use it?
Yeah. And you can just copy everything Alex just mentioned about Facebook or Twitter or Sina Weibo, right? Very easy. 就大家只要去把我们刚才说的东西 copy 一下来 describe an app that is your favorite and how useful it is to you. 就讲一下、对这个就可以了。Okay. So we welcome you to, you know, tell us any topics that intrigue you and we'd love to talk about them in the next or next episode.Yeah, so that's all for the session. See you next episode. Thank you, Alan. See you.
All right, see you. Bye-bye.
You and I, we're like diamonds in the sky. You're a shooting star, I see. A vision of ecstasy. When you hold me.